Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide here on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We got so much stuff to talk about here today. As noted, we are live, so we'll be taking your phone calls as well over the course of the next 2 hours. We'll be throwing out the phone numbers here in a bit. Probably go about 20 minutes before we start taking those phone calls, so be ready, but do not call now. We're going to be talking all sorts of news, including next week's biggest pay-per-view of the summer. WWE's SummerSlam is coming up on Sunday. It's actually a very packed weekend, as we will talk about. Not only is the SummerSlam pay-per-view taking place, but if you are a member of the website, or in fact, if you're listening to this right now, you can join us pretty much all over the world. We're having Super China Buffet Day celebrations, as we call it. And we'll tell you how to get involved in that, particularly if you're here in the Seattle area, as a bunch of us are getting together to have a buffet, followed by coming over to my house to watch SummerSlam. So if you're in the area, stick around, and we'll give you all the information about how you can be involved in that. And, of course, this coming Saturday, if you are in the Northwest, the Portland area, I will be wrestling. Give you all the details about how you can come and watch that show this coming Saturday night. And, of course, we will preview the SummerSlam pay-per-view. A lot of stuff to talk about regarding SummerSlam. We'll talk about all of the matches on the show. Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. All of those matches. Of course, this past weekend, we also had the G1 Finals. The new Japan G1 Climax Tournament is over. Mike and I are going to talk about the final day of that tournament. Mike actually can probably talk about most of the tournament. I did watch the entire final, so we'll talk about that. There is a new G1 champion. If you've not seen the show, I won't reveal it right now, in case you want to stop listening for the time being until you happen to see it. We're going to talk all about the G1 coming up in the next segment as well. So, a lot of things to get into today. Be prepared to call. It's going to be a fun time. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about today here on the program. And Mike, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Brian.
Always good to hear. I see that you did a nearly three-hour Sin Limite with Dave just prior to doing this. So I'm sure you're all ready for another 2 hours.
We actually did a fully three-hour one a couple nights ago on Wednesday night for members of the site. There's another one up today, which went 2.5 hours, which covers the G1, all the news that's been going on, as well as a ton of questions as well, too. So I tell you what, and I'm not just tooting my own horn here. I'm really tooting Dave's horn. When it comes to spending the money on our site, if you like this show, you would absolutely adore those Wrestling Observer Sin Limite shows.
The finals are over. And I warned everybody in the first segment, if you don't want spoilers, you should probably have stopped listening right now. But the winner of the 2014 G1 tournament is Kazuchika Okada. Beat Shinsuke Nakamura in the main event after 3 Rainmaker Lariats in an excellent match. And Mike, if you look back at all of the matches, did you see every single show in this tournament?
I've missed a couple matches here and there, but I've been able to go back and see everything. The only thing I'm missing now is most of, believe it or not, the next to last show that took place on Friday night, Saturday morning at Yokohama Bunka Gymnasium. I only saw the last few matches of that one, but for the rest of it, I finally got myself caught up on it all.
How did the main event here, the finals, rank in terms of the best matches in the tournament?
It was up there. It really, really was. It was a great match between Okada and Nakamura. This is the special thing about this match is these guys have only crossed paths, being on opposite sides, a handful of times. The last time being in 2012, where Nakamura defeated Okada on the way to Okada winning the G1 tournament that year, but it was never focused upon. In fact, there were a couple of Japanese-based fan sites that called this the forbidden match. A lot of people believe that Nakamura and Okada was such a special match that it wouldn't take place until New Japan's WrestleMania on January 4th. They decided to not do that and actually go ahead and make it the finals of the G1 at the Cebu Dome that took place today. And it was one hell of a match. Now, the thing is, there were so many great matches that took place in this tournament. And it's not hyperbole to say that this was the greatest tournament that's ever taken place in the history of professional wrestling, arguably in any ringed sport as well, too. I know people with pride from a couple years ago, the middleweight and heavyweight Grand Prix and things like that. But this was just an absolutely, amazing affair. Each night boasted, if not one, 2 to 3, 4 four-star matches that were absolutely off the hook. There's been a handful of matches, and again, a handful each night that you could say was the match of the year. And Okada and Nakamura was really no different. Was it better than Okada and Suzuki the night before? Was it better than Nakamura and Shibata from even night 1 2 weeks ago? Who's to say? There was so much great wrestling that took place no one would be wrong in what they thought was the best.
Now, with Okada winning this year, I mean, when does he traditionally get his title shot?
That's the thing. It's much like a Money in the Bank sort of thing. If you win the G1 Climax tournament, you get the number one contender, or you at least have a title shot in your back pocket. Historically, what guys have done has been wait till the WrestleMania that New Japan has, which is every January 4th at the Tokyo Dome. I would assume that that's going to be the case this time as well, too. It will just be interesting to see whether or not AJ Styles is still the champion at that time. Dave and I talked about it a little bit this week. You know, AJ Styles won the title this past May in Fukuoka, Japan, and he's been a very good champion. He got off to a rocky start. There were people that weren't sure whether his inclusion into New Japan and the top heel group, the Bullet Club, basically effectively replacing Prince Devitt in that role. A lot of people weren't sure how that was going to go. It has actually gotten along great, to the point where Japanese fans like AJ Styles a lot, and it would not shock me whatsoever to see him actually retain the belt through January 4th, maybe even make it as far as a year. But there's a lot of options that New Japan has, and a lot of options that they have at their fingertips, whether it be Okada cashing in and winning, whether it be him losing the opportunity to Nakamura down the line. There's a lot of things that could possibly happen.
You know, I was watching the match and the aftermath and everything like that, and you know, Okada had been the champion for a long time, and then AJ Styles came to the company, and he belittled Okada. He said he was the same young boy that he had been when Okada had a horrible run, by the way, in Impact, on TNA Impact Wrestling, when they turned him into
Okada.
Okada, that's right.
Yes.
It was just horrible. And so he belittled the guy, and then he beat him. And in between singles matches and between that one match in Ring of Honor, AJ has beaten him three times this year. And if I recall correctly, Okada made it in the finals by beating AJ. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
So when you look at this, I mean, it makes perfect sense that Okada ends up winning the G1 here. He ends up going to the Tokyo Dome, and it's a one-year-long story of him finally getting his revenge against AJ and winning the title back. And I don't know if that's the way they're going to go, but I just watched it, and I thought it's amazing how good this simple booking can be when you don't have some guy coming in and changing his mind about what direction he wants to go every single week on television.
Yeah, and I mean, that would make the most sense. And I should say, I mean, Okada didn't beat AJ Styles to truly make it into the finals. He won his last match was against Minoru Suzuki in what was a great match on the 8th. But he actually began this whole G1 by finally getting his win over AJ Styles on the very first night of the tournament.
Okay, so there you go.
But yeah, and I mean, that would make a lot of sense, that Nakamura being involved in the title picture. Can you imagine a Nakamura AJ Styles match on January 4th? Again, just all depending on when Okada chooses to take his title defense and what exactly New Japan's plans are, which, again, they have so much at their disposal. It will be interesting to see what direction they go because, again, they have a lot of weapons and a lot going on right now.
The exception of maybe like Manabu Nakanishi, I don't think there are too many people on this roster that AJ would have a bad match with for the title.
No, and you know, you after this tournament, Yujiro Takahashi, who is again the Bullet Club, which is the lead heel group that's over there, he's kind of had a gimmick where this was a good tournament for him to really show his stuff and kind of take it to the next level. He actually went in reverse with this thing. And with that said, Hiroshi Tanahashi and he had a match a couple years ago that actually was the main event of a November pay-per-view for the title. So when it comes to all of these guys, they're so fundamentally sound and they're just so good and so passionate and so strong in what they do. It's very difficult to have bad matches between any of these guys or an American who can keep up. And AJ Styles has more than proven, you know, his end of the deal. He's been talking over the last couple weeks over, you know, he could stay in New Japan full time. Carl Anderson has talked about this, too, as far as there's no reason to leave. They're incredibly happy. Alex Shelley is another one. Lance Archer, Davey Boy Smith. these guys are not making the money that the Stan Hansons and Vaders and Steve Williams of the past have made. But as far as honing their craft and putting on some incredibly fantastic performances, they all did it.
Speaking of the Bullet Club, there is a new member of the Bullet Club in the form of all people, Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett showed up during intermission, and he came out and he signed an agreement between Global Force Wrestling and New Japan. Global Force, obviously, is Jarrett's new promotion, and he was there with Scott D'Amore. So at least he's got a good booker on board. I'll give him that much. So he cut a promo, babyface promo. They were treating him like he was a really big deal. So later on in the show, AJ Styles is facing Tanahashi. AJ is the new head of the Bullet Club. And they do this match, and AJ gets pinned with a cradle. So Tanahashi, by the way, comes in third place and beats the champion. So they've got a lot of different ways they can go as far as title matches for AJ down the road. But anyway, AJ afterwards is just beating the hell out of Tanahashi. He gives him the Styles Clash. And finally, D'Amore and Jeff Jarrett hit the ring, and they run off the heels. But it is, in fact, a swerve. And we're going to talk about this swerve when we come back from the break. Listen to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're talking the New Japan show. We'll be taking your phone calls as well. Phone numbers have been thrown out, 855-478-4478. That is 855-478-4478. And Mike, after setting up this whole deal with Jeff Jarrett, I think it's pretty obvious where everything ended up. Am I correct? A swerve. Jeff Jarrett pulled out the guitar. He waffled Tanahashi. Jeff Jarrett has joined the Bullet Club, of all things. And I guess the most important question here is, are we actually going to see a Jeff Jarrett versus Hiroshi Tanahashi match?
Probably. That would make the most sense. And that's not the worst thing in the world either. Probably there's some people that are listening going, you know, my God, no. But, you know, it was pretty obvious when Scott D'Amore came out behind Jeff Jarrett, and he was never mentioned at all when Jeff Jarrett came to the ring at intermission and did the whole contract signing or the whole agreement signing with the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling. D'Amore was carrying this big guitar case, and nothing was ever said about it. And then when the Bullet Club was attacking Tanahashi, of all people, Jarrett and D'Amore roll out. And they're wearing pretty much all black, by the way, too. So if that was a tip to anybody, and the heels go scattering without being touched. Jeff Jarrett helps Tanahashi up to his feet, and as he does, he gets handed a guitar by D'Amore, which, as Jarrett faced the camera and Tanahashi was turned the other way, you can see it had the Bullet Club logo on it, and he waffled him with that. And it looks as though Jeff Jarrett and Scott D'Amore have joined the Bullet Club. I wonder if we get Karen Jarrett as part of that as well, too, as the Bullet Club brouhaha. Would be relatively entertaining, I would assume, since Maria won't be over there all the time. So I can see it being a thing where a lot of people go, why is this 47-year-old old man going to face off against Tanahashi? He's not wrestling that much. We just don't want to see him. The fact of the matter is the match will be very good. Tanahashi can work with everyone. Jeff Jarrett has always had a history of working with everyone as well. And I think as long as it's a thing where he is not on every single show, which he probably won't be, much like they've done the NWA stuff, much like they do a lot with the Bullet Club as it is, as well as other things, I think you have to trust in the booking of Jado and Gato, the New Japan bookers, that this whole thing is probably going to end up pretty good just because most of the stuff that they've had to touch has turned to gold, or at least has been made a lot of sense. So I don't think there's any reason to panic. I can see people who are fans of New Japan and fans of the Bullet Club thinking this is watered down NWO style or something like that. But I probably have to see how everything's going to play out.
All right, let's take this call. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is Chris in Las Vegas.
What's up, Chris?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about New Japan and whatnot, but I wanted to go back into the past. Have either of you read the book, Chris Benoit's book, Ring of Hell?
It's about Chris Benoit, but it's not Chris Benoit's book. But yes, I've read Ring of Hell.
Oh, okay. Well, I was reading it, and I was wondering how, I guess, the bit it's changed over there. Because after reading the book, I kind of went, well, I kind of see how he ended up, all these things would have happened with all the way that they would torture each other and some of the rituals that they performed being the PG show. I don't know how much I can say, but I was wondering if you guys could give me more information about how much truth is that and how much has it, changed over the time.
Now, before you, we'll go to Mike for that one, but before we do, so you're suggesting that maybe what he went through in New Japan was why he did what he did?
Yes, from New Japan, from where being at the Hart House in Canada, and obviously the getting hit in the head, you doing the headbutts off the top rope, it seems to add up with the people he was around. He was already around the sadistic kind of people, or to begin with.
Well, I will just say this, that Chris Benoit was far from the only guy to go through the Hart House, and he was far from the only guy to go through the New Japan system, but he's the only guy who has been responsible for a suicide-homicide. So I cannot say that necessarily one had anything to do with the other. In fact, I would say one probably had nothing to do with the other. But I think that obviously all of the headbutts, the head injuries, the concussions, a lot of drinking, a lot of drug use, and God only knows what else. That to me is probably a bigger deal than what he went through during his training. But Mike, how is the training today as compared to in the past?
I'm sure it's soft. I know it's still tough. I'm sure some of it has been softened up, and there have been issues in sumo in Japan. And look, this isn't necessarily just a Japanese thing either. I mean, you know, WWE ran a short little tape with Bob Roope, Eddie Graham's request, stretching somebody out that they played on, at the very least on the WWE Classics. They played it on the Round Table, and I'm pretty sure you could see it up on the WWE site as well. That was just... That's what she did, and at least, no, I take that back. That's what some people did. On the website or on YouTube right now, Gaia Girls is up there, which is a very stark and, for a lot of people, is going to be startling and maybe somewhat depressing look at how the women were trained over there. And there's, you know, Brian can tell you there's been stories here about how women were trained. Forget the men. You know, women have had it tougher in from many reports as far as getting into the business and what they've had to deal with, not only due to men, but due to the women. So it doesn't make any of it right, but there was a lot of that sort of stuff. And I cannot say, I don't know. I haven't been in a dojo to know what it's like right now, but, you know, Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, Rocky Romero, who would probably be the best one to ask. And I wonder if he would talk about it on his podcast that he does with Carl Anderson, since he was a part of, if I recall correctly, the Inoki Dojo in Los Angeles, which was not the best thing in the world as far as being well run. I'm not sure about the conditions or anything like that, but he has been there. He's obviously been through ROH and been in Japan multiple times. So maybe they could talk about it at length a little bit better, but I'm sure much of it has been toned down. With that said, I'm sure it's also still very, very tough.
Okay. All right. I was just kind of curious. By reading it, I was like, man, it made me not want to be a wrestling fan after reading all these things that they go through. And I knew it was always tough. I always knew that the boys ribbed each other, but it just seemed a little... out there. And thank
well,
you
I mean, look at what the story that Jim Cornette would tell about the guys in was it Knoxville or wherever it was that did the whole gimmick with the secretary about faking that they were shot, and some of the ribs that are, I mean, the cruelty that is some of the cruel stories are, you know, through the roof. Mr. Fuji and the dog and all of the other ones that have been rumored over time. You know, there are some tough and odd people and some tough and odd situations in wrestling throughout the whole history of it. It's not just isolated to one person or one group or anything.
By the way, we had somebody here on Twitter who said that Okada said post-match he's going to take back his property at the Tokyo Dome. So there you go. 2015 Tokyo Dome main event. I am taking back my property, he said. That was the quote. So I guess he's cashing it in on January 4th. That is official. All right, to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Make sure you turn us down. You're on the air.
Hi there. This is Jeff from San Francisco.
Jeff, what's up?
I want to talk about the WWE Network.
All right.
And how I think I'm going to cancel it when my 6 months is up, because I don't really see what they could possibly do that would make me want to pay another 6 months. And I love old wrestling. I love classic wrestling. It's really not that issue. It's just I've already got gigabytes and gigabytes on my computer. There's tons on YouTube. Like, I can't think of anything they could possibly do to make me want to give them another 6 months worth of money.
So what you're telling me is you have no interest whatsoever in SummerSlam, for example.
Well, I mean, I do have an interest in SummerSlam, but I don't know if it's a $60 interest in SummerSlam when it's really not very difficult to get that for free illegally.
I see.
I mean, one of the reasons I was excited about the network is I wanted to do it legally because it was so much cheaper. But since I'm pretty bored with all the content other than new stuff they have up there, I mean, I'm very tempted to go back to the old means of getting it. And I was really hoping that they would just blow me away and make me want to give them $10 a month for the rest of my life.
That
has not seemed to happen.
Have you had any interest in the, like, the June and July pay-per-views, or you could care less about those as well?
I could care less about those. But then again, I could still watch them, since they haven't really seemed to have done anything to prevent any piracy on any level since the network started, including multiple users, YouTube, torrent sites. I mean, nothing's really changed other than I gave WWE a chance, and I really didn't see them doing anything to make me want to stick with them.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We'll, Mike and I can talk a little bit about this after the break. We've got to head to a break. But Mike, he's far from the only one who is considering quitting after their 6 months is up, which is kind of funny because SummerSlam is actually looking to be a pretty great show.
Well, you know, never know what's going to push somebody's buttons. Look at how many people have canceled, you know, before their initial run was even over. So I guess there's some people where really they'll pay for Mania and have their interest in that and the rest of it be damned.
All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're on the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio app, TuneIn Radio, searching Wrestling Observer, the most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the entire world. And If you want more, if you only get the show once per week, you are missing out. Daily radio shows up at WrestlingObserver.com. Every single day we do brand new shows. We've had so many big guests on over the last couple of weeks, and we've got a very, very big guest coming up this week. I will go as far as to say one of the biggest names ever in the history of wrestling, particularly if you're a fan of the Monday Night Wars. Obviously, the options are limited, but I'll talk more about that when we get it confirmed. That's coming up this week. But if you enjoy the show, as noted, $9.99 a month if you sign up for a long-term subscription to WrestlingObserver.com, not only to get all the brand new shows, but every single show that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in our archives right now. Thousands and thousands of radio shows are available with the biggest names in wrestling history. We do shows on Lucha Libre, New Japan, review all of the Raw show, SmackDown show, NXT, Ring of Honor. I got another show coming up tonight. No shortage of audio if you sign up as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. When the show is over, you can head up and check out the Sin Limite that Mike did with Dave. 2.5 hours of pro wrestling audio. You can download the shows, listen to them on your commute, listen to them at work, listen to them wherever. If you love pro wrestling audio, guaranteed, no better website in the entire world to get wrestling and mixed martial arts audio. So check it out at WrestlingObserver.com. And while I'm on the subject of plugging, Saturday night, August 16th, Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon, I will be returning to the ring. I'll be wrestling Buddy Wayne on the debut of the Wrestle Sport promotion. There's more information up at wrestle-sport.com. Once again, that is wrestle-sport.com. It is August 16th, this Saturday night, Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon. If you're in the area, I urge you to stop by. God knows how many matches I have left. This could conceivably be the last one, but you should check it out if you're in the area. Buddy and I always have a real fun time, so I plan on beating him unmercifully so you can go down there and check it out.
Wait a second now. Look, I know Buddy has been through a lot, and I know you are. Look, you haven't wrestled in a while, but you are in fantastic shape, Buddy. Not in the type of shape that you are in, but just remember something. He taught you a lot, but he didn't teach you everything.
Hey, that's
true.
There's
a lot that Buddy Wayne has got left, you know, kind of sitting. Look, this is a guy. This is a guy that crossed paths. This is how long Buddy Wayne has been in the business. Crossed paths with Masahiro Chono, New Japan superstar, before he was a superstar in Newfoundland. That's how long Buddy Wayne's been in the game, and you don't know what kind of tricks he has picked up along the way.
That's right. That's right. He did, in fact, have matches with Chono when Chono was a young boy. I believe he once went 30 days straight with Masa Chono, which was probably a lot tougher than one match this Saturday night with me. But who knows? I don't know. So check that out. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm sorry. This is Eric from Chicago.
Eric, what's up?
I had a quick TNA question for you. I know that Dixie Carter's been having a hard time getting, you know, Spike to re-sign with the network. And the rumor that I've heard is that because TNA really doesn't have any kind of big star power. I know that there's that clause in between the companies where, you know, guys can't jump ship immediately because of, you know, the interest and everything. What about, though, if she wants someone like a CM Punk bad enough, couldn't she sign and just, like, pay the fine for whatever it is? Because, I mean, he's a free agent. He officially said he's quitting WWE. Why wouldn't he be someone she'd look at? Because he's definite star power that they would need. And at that point, I think Spike would want to re-sign him, wouldn't they?
Well, a couple of things. First off, CM Punk doesn't want to ever wrestle again. And if he did want to wrestle again, I would presume he would go to Japan or find a way back into WWE. I don't see him having TNA anywhere on his radar. So I think that is number one. Number two, I mean, he is a free agent right now. I mean, he could go to TNA tomorrow if he wanted to. But again, I don't think he wants to. And three, if there were some sort of deal that prohibited him from going to TNA, it's more than just a fine. This could run into the millions and millions of dollars when you're talking a contract tampering lawsuit. So they're not going to just go and steal anybody from WWE. They couldn't afford it anyway. They've cut a number of guys. I don't think that the reason that TNA is not being re-signed has anything to do with star power. I think there are larger issues than that. I mean, star power doesn't really matter if you are drawing the same ratings and same viewership, whether you've got big stars or not. You know, Spike TV isn't looking at who's on the show. They're looking at how are the numbers. And with TNA, the numbers are, you know, the numbers are what they are. They seem to do the exact same, whether they've got a big angle or whether they don't. The whole Dixie Carter thing this Thursday night, they promoted that like crazy forever. And at the end of the day, they did the exact same numbers they always do after all that promotion.
Coming off some of the better television that they've done with all the hype, with people talking about how good the TV has actually been the last couple of weeks as well.
That's right. So I don't think it's an issue of star power. I don't think it's an issue of you know, I think it's just they may not think it's cost effective right now. So I don't know. But I don't think, you know, there's no chance of CM Punk. And I don't think that signing a star or two is really going to help him all that much in negotiations.
Not at all. He doesn't need the money. He certainly doesn't need what has happened there. And I mean, look at guys who may have his mentality, the AJ Styles, the Shelleys, you know, guys who have had the same type of wrestling mentality he has had, that have been there and that want nothing to do with it. I don't think it would be a wise move, even if it was something that he wanted to do. Things aren't going to get any better for TNA either if the reports, which obviously the WWE was a little overzealous in rewrapping their trucks, their production trucks, to show that SmackDown would be airing on Thursday nights on Sci-Fi. That's not official yet, but the fall schedule has not come out yet officially. When it does, it's very likely SmackDown will be moving to Thursdays on Sci-Fi, which is not something that's going to benefit TNA all that much. I know that most of the million point four viewers that they get, they're isolated pretty good from everything, but college football, I think, will affect them, and most certainly the NFL and WWE.
Did you see the WWE's claim that they had accidentally painted the wrong day, the wrong SmackDown day on all of their production trucks?
Yeah, I don't know why they, and again, they could have a little egg on their face for it or something like that, but I don't. All you have to do is say, stay tuned, and everybody will talk, and does it really matter in the long run? No. So why? I don't even know why they were that concerned about it.
You know, Haven, which Edge is a guest star on, Haven is normally on Fridays. It's kind of, I can't remember if it's a lead-in or if it's after SmackDown. I forget which one it is, but it's paired with SmackDown. And interestingly enough, it has been announced that Haven is moving to Thursdays. What a shocking coincidence.
Seems to make a little sense, I guess, wouldn't it? Yeah. I just wonder what fills in on Friday now.
It's a good question. I don't know. By the way, we got a lot of stuff that we still have to talk about here on this program. You can give us a call, 855-478-4478, but we have not yet talked about what's going on with Alberto Del Rio, who has been fired from WWE. We've got SummerSlam to talk about. But before we go there, I've got to ask you one last question about New Japan here. What's going on with poor Hanma? I thought that it was all being built up for him getting his one big win in the G1. And at the end of the day, he went 0-10 and then didn't even win on the day of the finals.
I don't know what to tell you. I thought he was too. Tomoyuki Hanma, who got his career started way back in 1997. I believe the dude is 38 years old now and got a start in Big Japan. And his whole career, I don't want to call him a complete garbage guy or anything like that, but there was certainly nothing that took place in his career that would have him, anyone believing that he would be a cult superstar in New Japan Pro Wrestling in 2014. He and Tomohiro Ishii both. But Hanma he was a late replacement for Kota Ibushi, the high-flying star that they have, and they had to fix up the tournament, and they had to insert Hanma into the matches that Ibushi was going to have. It is impossible to believe that Kota Ibushi, as big of a star as he is, would have taken the zero like Hanma did, so they obviously did a lot of work in trying to fix some things and figure some things out. Hanma ended up going 0-10 throughout the whole scene. And he was, again, being very popular. He has got this diving Santino style headbutt that he misses all of the time. Ric Flair would hit the backflip in the corner onto his feet more times than Hanma would hit this headbutt that he had. And he's got this headbutt based offense, and he's grown to become a little bit of a cult superstar. And in this tournament, he had night after night after night, a great match with everyone he faced. The crowd was 100% behind him, and they were praying that he would get an upset in this thing. And when the whole tournament, when it didn't matter on the very last night of it, he faced Shelton Benjamin, a guy who was also out of the tournament. And a lot of people, including me, were hoping he'd get the win because I think the pop of the crowd would have been something else. But they chose to not do that, and Benjamin ends up getting the win. Didn't hurt Hanma's stock at all, though, as he came back on the final night. And once again, didn't win, but still popped the crowd immensely. So I don't know if they're going to go with a losing streak thing with him or something like that, but a very entertaining performance for a guy that's nicknamed the Vampire Chicken.
You know, I was watching the show, and they had the Hanma match with Naito, and then they had the Ishii match with Carl Anderson, and it was a G1 finals, and it's not like WrestleMania or anything like that, but I think you could say, like, it's a G1 finals, would you say? I guess the whole tournament is kind of like a SummerSlam, all 10 days. Or 11 days or whatever it was. But, I mean, this was the big blow-off day. This is where you determine the G1 winner and everything. And I thought, you know, in WWE, you have a lot of happy endings on these big shows. And I mean, would it really have been the worst thing in the history of the world for Hanma to beat Naito? Would it really have been the worst thing, especially with Ishii and Carl Anderson? Would that really have been the worst thing in the world? The fans so badly wanted those two guys to win. You know, they booed Naito. Obviously, they're going to boo Anderson, but I don't know. I just it was two in a row. First, they beat Hanma, then they beat Ishii, and I was just like, man, what a downer of a day.
And they had a hell of a match earlier on this year with each other. Again, I it would not hurt my feelings whatsoever if these two actually became a cult tag team. They're very stagnant in the tag team division as it is, and I think they would be a great, great addition to it. As well as both of them, especially Ishii, actually getting himself an IWGP title tilt down the line. I don't think people would believe it with Hanma. They definitely would believe it with when it comes to Ishii, though, and would be begging for the upset, even though that probably wouldn't be the case.
I'd buy that show.
Absolutely. I mean, look how Ishii is great with everybody. And again, that type of Rocky story for the Stone Pitbull leading him up to the main event would be incredible.
I almost wonder if, I don't know. Sometimes there's those guys that, like, you love them and you want to see him do well and you want to see him get that match. But I don't know how it would work to have him actually be the champion.
Wouldn't do it.
Huh?
Wouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be believable enough. And again, there's other titles that they have there where...
That's what I was thinking. You could give him he loses in the IWGP championship match, but then he gets this big win and gets the NEVER title or something like that. They're sort of like their Intercontinental title, but it's actually a title that means something, unlike the WWE Intercontinental title. We got to head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Mike, you had an update on Ishii.
Well, it should be noted that he did hold on to the NEVER championship, and in fact, he and that was the title tilt that he had this year with Tomioki Honma. That was really awesome, but he ended up losing that belt to Yujiro Takahashi, who's the newest member of the Bullet Club. The thing with Ishii is right now, though, he could have a title match and lose for the IWGP title. He could have an IC title match and lose, although he would be fitting with that belt, but if he were to win the NEVER title again, it would give it instant credibility back up to where it probably could be. For a little while there, it was so exciting. It was, you know, the third title, but it was starting to creep up a little bit and hold its own. With Yujiro holding it, it's really gone down. But if Honma or Ishii were to actually get their hands on it here in the next couple of months, all of the shine would be right back onto it.
All right, we're going to head to our hourly break here in a moment. When we come back, everybody, we've got a lot of news to discuss, including SummerSlam. It's coming up. The WWE's biggest show of the summer. We'll run down all the matches on the show. Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella, which may actually have a surprise guest referee being added. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll take your phone calls and a lot of other topics to get into as well, including what happened to Alberto Del Rio, fired from WWE. That's coming up after the break. Listen to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.